The standoff over the new National Maternity Hospital site and its future ownership is continuing. Today, the Social Democrats will table a Dáil motion calling for full state ownership of the site and future facility. The government will not oppose the motion, but the St Vincent's Hospital Group has said it will keep control of the site. What happens next? Later, we'll hear from the Minister for Health, but I'm joined now by Breed Smith, the People Before Profit TD, who raised questions on the hospital ownership with the Taoiseach in the Dáil last week. Breed Smith, good morning.
Good morning, Mary.
I mean, given this statement from the St Vincent's Hospital Group overnight that they're rejecting these arguments around state ownership of the land, what do you believe should happen next?
Well, the first thing to say is that I think the statement will have caused more alarm among people, among women and among campaigners. And I expect there'll be a large protest this Saturday outside Leinster House. And the focus will be inevitably on the stance of the St Vincent's Hospital Group. It's deeply insulting to the women of Ireland, and indeed it'll be deeply insulting to the democratic will of the whole people, given the likely outcome of the Dáil vote today on the motion that'll be before us. I also want to say that I was taken aback by the Taoiseach's response to the idea of compulsory purchase order when he said, "Are you serious?" And what he's really indicating there is that we will not use the full rigour of the Irish state to achieve what's right for the women of Ireland, which is full ownership and control.
Well, Breed Smith, I'm not sure that that is what the Taoiseach is saying in relation to compulsory purchase order. There are many steps around CPO that the Taoiseach was referring to. But let's stay with the site for a moment, because is what you're saying correct there around this, the importance of this site ownership, given that you have the Minister for Health saying that the clinical and operational independence is watertight, and given that you had Kieran Mulvey, who negotiated that agreement, saying the ethos is bound by the laws of this country and that they'd anticipated the Eighth Amendment, is what you're saying around site ownership so important at all?
I don't believe that they anticipated the outcome of the Eighth Amendment 2 or 3 years before it happened. However, the question really is, why is the retention of the ownership of the land so important for the St Vincent's Hospital Group? What they're actually saying is that they have to own it for clinical, governance and operational issues. Why? And they haven't explained that to the people of this country, whose taxpayers' money will be used entirely to fund, build it, kit it out, pay the medical staff within it. It's just, we have to move beyond an era where we're doffing the cap to religious institutions and others, and into an era where we have a properly, fully owned and controlled public health service. And women's health and children's health should not be used as a bargaining chip. It has to end. And I don't see why a CPO order is used on farmers' land, on people's gardens, front gardens and back gardens to facilitate buses, railways and roads. Why that the infrastructure of a hospital isn't just as important as infrastructure of transport and isn't just as available to the taxpayer.
So is this the hospital that you believe the state should take a stand on? Because we have other voluntary hospitals, and already the St Vincent's Hospital campus will have, you know, a voluntary public hospital fully funded by the state operating under the St Vincent's Hospital Group. But this one, you believe now it's time to take a stand, is it?
I think it's not so much it's time to take a stand as it's a real litmus test to the state and our resolve as a people to own our critical health infrastructure, which has been built, as I just to repeat, with public funds. I think it's a real challenge, and on Saturday we will be protesting, but I think the appeal will be to the sisters to change their stance. It's deeply insulting to the people of Ireland, and what should happen now is that the land is entirely gifted to the state. And I mean, they've told us before that they're gifting it to the people of Ireland, albeit via a vehicle, which is a private charity. Why they don't just gift it to the state and allow the state to build, own and control it, okay, and reassure and guarantee for the future generations, not mine, as I said before, but the future generations, that this stuff is going to end, that there will be no interference in how we do the health business of women and children. And I think that's absolutely vital.
If that doesn't happen, Breed Smith, and this has been going on now since 2013, do you believe that the state should walk away from locating this hospital on this site at St Vincent's?
No, I think we should attempt to put a compulsory purchase order on it. I think we should pursue that. And there's no moral authority on behalf of the St. Vincent's Hospital Group to refuse that.
But there is a 150-year lease.
It wouldn't really matter to me, Mary, if it was a 999-year lease. They don't have the moral authority to stand there and say, we own the land, end of, and we will continue forever to control it. And I think that we have to, you know, really pursue this, pursue it with the understanding that we have to move away from the dark past that we had in terms of women's health into a bright, brand new future. And I think this is going, you know, this is going to have a lot more legs before
it's
over.
Breed Smith, People Before Profit, TD, thank you.